You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, friend. I'm Daryl Daughtry, the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. We keep things brief here, and we feature audio articles centered around personal development and self-improvement. I'm also a multi-certified coach and a trainer of professional coaches all around the world. And these connections give me inside access to information and innovation that I pass along to you each and every week. In today's audio article, I'm going to share with you 7 relationship boosters. You know, in addition to training life coaches globally, I also train marriage and relationship coaches. Thus, I've spent many years of research on this very subject. So, here's this week's audio article with an insightful look at this, just for you. We can all agree that relationships, especially marriages, are very fragile things, and they require lots of attention. It's just common sense to recognize that what you feed grows, and what you neglect doesn't. So if you're neglecting your relationship by not being attentive and present, it's no wonder your relationship or marriage has lost its sizzle. On the other hand, people who do more giving than they do taking usually have healthy relationships and happy relationships. People who make more deposits into their relationship than they do withdrawals don't ever feel like things are running on empty. So I want to share 7 relationship boosters that will truly make a difference. You may even want to pause or replay this podcast so you can take notes, because the following tips are genuinely powerful. Here's tip number 1. Focus on what's right with your relationship more than on what's wrong with it. Figure out what's working and why. You should soon discover that there's more right things happening than there are problems. Appreciate those right things and let them motivate you to make the effort to correct the other things. Tip number 2. Cast a vision together to get on the same page concerning the mission and meaning of your union. Most people don't have a strong vision for their individual life, much less their relationship. Give your bond a mission. Work together towards some shared outcome that you both can be proud of, and an outcome that gives you shared purpose. Relationships with a shared vision are much closer than most others. Tip number 3. Deposit compliments, hugs, gifts, date nights, time, intimacy, etc. into your love account. Make deposits into your love account. If you're always neglecting these gestures or only making withdrawals, no wonder the thrill is gone. Your relationship is anemic and in desperate need of oxygen. So breathe some life back into your relationship or marriage by making some regular deposits on a daily basis. Those small gestures over time will truly add up and make a big impact on the quality of your life together. Tip number 4. Prefer your mate over other people and things. Show them honor and respect. They deserve it. Make them feel safe and loved. Make them your priority, and they will make you theirs. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Well, I have 3 more tips to share with you right after this message.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again. Before the message, I shared 4 out of 7 powerful relationship and marriage boosters. So here are the last 3. Tip number 5, move with action steps together on some mutual project or goal. Movement can lead to that amazing thing called momentum. It's like Dr. Isaac Newton's revelation that an object that is in motion tends to stay in motion, and a stationary object just stays put. So do relationships. Nothing new happens until or unless some form of action is taken. So get moving. Tip number 6. Express your reasonable wants and needs so that your partner will be aware of them and be more intentional and attentive in those areas. There's a saying that goes, you can't expect what you don't express. It's like sitting at a table in a restaurant and not placing an order, and then expecting the waiter or waitress to bring what you've been wanting. Can you say not gonna happen? Tip number 7, listen to your partner's desires to be aware of and to see where you can adjust to help. When the shoe's on the other foot, you should encourage your loved one to express to you exactly what they want and need. We can't aim to please if we don't know where to aim, can we? I've just shared a lot of helpful information with these 7 boosters. If you want to see a written version of this podcast, then go on over to personalgrowthmagazine.com.